producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to do. You can actually do it 24/7. There's a machine that will pick up and say if you can either you can leave your question or you can just leave a number and we'll call you back. But we're going to call you back between noon and 3 because that's when I'm here, Eastern. All right? So, I mean, I really love the notion that I'm sort of in cyberspace waiting for you to call me, but I occasionally do things like sleep, so, and brush my teeth and go to screenings and stuff like that. Let me get right to the phones, because we have a number of people who have been patiently waiting. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy, and how may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm doing very well today, thanks. How may I help?
I appreciate you taking my call. This has been bugging me for weeks, if not a couple of months now. So the fact you're there is very appreciative.
Okay.
Okay, two questions. I think one leads into the other one. The first one, what does it mean when my wife of 21 years all of a sudden stops giving me a treat? I'm trying to keep it clean here.
Are we talking about sex?
A certain act of that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I mean, the person who's going to know the answer to that is probably her. Have you asked?
I have, and the thing that really bugs me about it, she uses it as a bargaining chip, and
that's
bait and switch.
But, honey, that's what a treat is to a certain extent, by definition. Otherwise, we'd call it brushing your teeth or something. I mean, perhaps exactly the wrong metaphor, but when did the treating stop?
It stopped about almost a year ago. There was once last summer she offered it up as a way to get out of a family vacation a day early. She just couldn't take the tension between everybody. So I used the excuse I had to get back to work. We left. I got the reward.
Okay, but that's, I mean, whether presumably that's okay with both of you. She's basically saying, hey, listen, if you'll do something, if you'll do me a favor, I'll do you a favor. I mean, that's
correct.
And it sounds like it's worked okay. So what you're going to have to film. I'm missing a piece of the information here.
Okay. So
is there nothing that she's wanted from you recently? So to be able to bribe you, what's the situation?
She has. In fact, in the spring, we celebrate my birthday and our anniversary are days apart.
Okay.
And the twin boys were graduating from high school at that time.
Okay.
She said, you know, the monies that we're spending on graduation, I don't want to spend any monies on our anniversary. Let's save it because we both come from large families.
Okay.
And I said, that's fine. She goes, what about your birthday? Is there something you absolutely have to have? I said, no. I said, I would like a reward. So she called me, you know, you're a pig. And she goes, that's fine. Well, 7 weeks go by. Nothing. And then we had sex one day, and she gave me a peck on the cheek and said, happy birthday. And I'm like, well, it's not the reward, and it's not what you promised. It just, and the fact that 7 weeks went by, you know, and I tried.
Yeah, I got it. All right. How often the two of you have sex when she's not trying to talk you into something?
It varies. Once a week, once every other month. They just, you know, we got the kids at home, and
well, that's a large variation. Does she ever approach you about sex?
On occasion, she'll come by and say, you know, it's been 2-3 weeks. Come on, let's do this.
I think
this is going to lead into my second question. I think she's developed feelings for a guy at work. She works in the public school system, and they've worked together for the last, well, I just found out 3 years. I thought it was 2, but I just learned it's been 3 years. She texts this guy more than anybody, and I do snoop. I do check him, and there's just, like, her affection toward me has, like, almost disappeared. An example is we've got a neighbor who was recently widowed. She called us and said she had created something but had something made in her late husband's honor, and it's just a couple blocks away, so we walked, and I reached for her hand. She turned to me, she goes, "Are we holding hands now?" And that was something she had never said before. When I leave for work and I go to give her
back up. When you took her hand and she said, mm-hmm. "Are we holding hands now?" What did you say?
I said, "Yeah, we're holding hands." And she
okay.
said, "It's just over there." And I said, "Fine." So I let go.
Wait. Here's a great opportunity to say, "Hey, listen, what's going on here?" I mean, you being angry because she's being. It's not clear what she's being. I mean, you're making, it seems to me, first of all, snooping is, I mean, it's going to give you information you can't use, and it's going to bedevil you. It's just not, you know, very, do you think she's having an affair with this guy? Do you think she's sleeping with him?
No, that I don't, okay. But I believe she has developed feelings.
Wait. People have feelings for other people all the time. It's called friendship. It's called admiration. It's called mentorship. It's called gratitude. I mean, and marriage doesn't say you're not allowed to have feelings about another person. It says you don't have sex with other people. And, I mean, here you had a great opportunity here. There's certainly some other issues in your. Do you have more than the twin boys who are graduating from high school?
Yeah, we got a daughter. It's a senior this year.
Okay, so your life is as sort of hands-on parents is about to come to a screeching halt, right?
Correct.
So, and that certainly can be a watershed area for any couple because you're not going to have the kids, the body of the kids, presumably, as a distraction. And one whole set of role models is about to, if not evaporate, at least certainly condense. And it can put marriages at risk. And the idea, but the two of you aren't talking about this. You're making the assumption that she has a crush on somebody else. Instead of talking with her about it, you're looking at her emails, and she finds out that you're going to start a war you can't win, which is, I can't believe you didn't trust me. How would you like it if I had snooped on your stuff? I mean, it's stupid. It's just, it's counterproductive. It's not giving you anything you can use. And you had an opportunity. You've had two opportunities, both of which you've passed up, to say, hey, look, what's going on here? And not you owe me or not and her thing of, well, it's only a couple blocks of saying what you feel, which is I feel close to you. I still like touching you. If we've got a problem here, let's talk about it. We're not each other's enemies. We've been together for approaching a quarter of a century. If I've done something to hurt your feelings, if I've been neglectful, let's talk about this. Let's not let this investment go or get stale without at least an understanding of what's going on here. And looking at her text is it's going to torture you if she finds out. If she's got a complaint with you at this moment, if she figures you're snooping on her, it's going to blow up. There may not be anything wrong, or she may have a specific complaint, but you don't need to do a pile on by sneaking by looking at her texts.
Okay, all right. Because there's
the two of you.
You're absolutely right. Because I just had my physical this morning, and it's the reason why I thought I could work this out. And I just had my physical. My blood pressure is through the roof. The doctor said, "Let me give you the script." I said, "Whoa!" I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "I think I know what the problem is."
Yeah. So let's figure out. I don't know what the solution is because I don't know what the problem is yet. But I know what the symptom of the problem is, which is the two of you are not communicating with each other at all. So I think what you need to do is say to her, "Darling, we treat our marriage like a big fancy mum." Because we'll be temporal by this time of year. You buy this big fancy plant, and you know it's all with cellophane or with the foil and the satin ribbon. And we put it in the window, and we don't water it, we don't prune it, we don't feed it, we don't do anything, and that little sucker dies. As opposed to treating it like a living thing, which it is, and watering it and feeding it and transplanting it and trimming it back. Because I think mums hopefully are perennials. But let's pretend they are, and I think we've done that with our marriage. We've raised three great kids. The end is in sight, and it's not the train. We're going to have some time with each other. What is it that you'd like from me that you're not getting, and what is it that I can offer you? And let me tell you I'm a little unhappy about our sex life, but that's not the primary thing. I'm going to put you on hold. You think about it for a minute. I'll be back in a moment. Diane, I'll get to you in just a moment as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with John, who's in a long-term marriage with kids just about to fly the nest and feeling like his wife is kind of disconnected a bit. And I'm saying, John, don't be tempted to do the snooping routine, just because it's going to make you miserable without giving you any usable data. Because if you say, well, you know, I checked your texts, she's going to blow up at you. I can't believe you don't trust me, and it's going to distract from the real issue, which is, you know, look, I love you. We've gotten sloppy about this marriage. You know, tell me what you want from me that'll make you happier, and let me tell you what would work for me, and let's see if we can negotiate something so that we're happy with each other. The statistics, John, are in your favor, that supposedly couples who make it to 25 years are happier than any time other than the first year of their marriage, and you guys are within spitting distance of that.
Right.
So,
I guess
right.
my biggest concern, her biggest gripe would be the fact that when I lost my job, back in 07, I couldn't find any work outside of, you know, sweeping floors and stuff. I opted to go into business with my family. They own a couple of restaurants, and I bought into one of them. So I'm working a lot. I'm finally back into my career. I've been back for a few years now, but I'm also at nights to kind of replenish the monies that we lost over those 3-4 years. I'm working also evenings four nights a week. Now, I know what she's going to say, but the only problem is her actions don't back it up. Give you an example.
Well, give me a minute. What do you think she's going to say?
So that's exactly what she's going to say. I want you out of the business. I want you to be bought out. And I want you to concentrate just on your day job.
Well, how does that impact her?
Well, because in the evenings, four nights a week, I'm not there. It shouldn't impact her, because during the summer, this summer and last summer, not once did she and I go out on a date. Not once did we go for a bike ride.
Okay, all right.
A walk,
so rather than make this adversarial, what if you said to her, all the things we talked about before, you know, let's see if we can get our marriage back, and say to her, I mean, there's no sense acting stupid about something you already know, of saying, I know you're not happy about me working four nights a week, but how about if we made a deal with one another that for the next 6 months I will work three nights a week, with the idea being that of the other four nights, the two of them we go out together. That we, you know, you plan one night, I'll plan one night. And 6 months after that, I'll go down to two nights a week, or we can evaluate that and go down to two nights a week, with the idea being that of those additional five nights, that we go out three nights a week, so that we're doing things with each other. It doesn't necessarily have to be expensive. It doesn't necessarily have to be out of the house, but it has to be something other than sitting in front of the boob tube. So, I mean, if you know that, then start there. That might have been useful to tell me, John, like, you know, 20 minutes ago, of saying, well, I lost my job, which always impacts a marriage, and I'm working four nights a week. I mean, so we already know part of why she's feeling disconnected from you. She's saying, I'm not getting what I want. Why should you get what you want? And, it, you know, look, folks, keeping information from me is giving me, you know, if you're not telling me what's going on, how am I supposed to figure it out? So don't do that, you know. Give me the information up front. And John, you have to be careful, because my guess is if you do it with me, whom presumably you trust and are asking for help, there's a passive aggressiveness to you. That's withholding. You've got to be careful you're not doing that in the rest of your life as well, that you're not, that isn't your pattern to withhold, because it makes people furious. It makes them feel that, no, you know, that they're always having to take the initiative. They're always having to sort of say, hello, who are you? And it just makes people feel that they have to do all the work of a relationship. So it's not a very good idea to do with me. It's a terrible idea to do every place else. And if you already know that the issue is that you're working, and she's saying, you know, why should I give you treats? Why should I be at all interested in being sexual with you? That's the only thing that you're interested in. We don't do things together. You don't care what I want to do. You're perfectly willing to leave me alone. So start there. Start with, okay, I get it. Here's what my point. Does your wife work outside the home?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So let's sit down with our budget and figure out how much you know, how much we're still, we're in the hole, and what you want to do about that. The two of you may have very different opinions about how much you're in the hole and what you should do about that. A marriage, among other things, is talking about these things. You guys are a corporation, literally, and you're not talking about things. You make unilateral decisions. She makes unilateral decisions. You're mad at each other all the time. This is not a way for either of you to be happy. So sit down with her. If you know that the issue is that you're working 4 days a week, then what you can say is, look, it scared the living daylights out of me to be, how old are you? Well, you're probably, what, in your late 40s, early 50s?
Yes, ma'am, 47.
Okay. That, you know, as a 40-some-year-old man, to not be able to find any work for a year scared the living daylights out of me. And so, yeah, I'm doing something that doesn't make me incredibly happy. I don't like being away from you. I don't necessarily like working in the family business. I don't necessarily like having two jobs. And the three nights that I'm home, I'm exhausted. But it scared me. And I want to have some kind of nest egg, so God forbid it ever happens again, that I don't feel like, you know, the whole world is coming down on my head. Now, she may say, John, you know, I have a job too, and part of being a liberated man these days is understanding that you don't have to bring in 100% of the money. But at least the two of you were talking about something as opposed to you're checking her text messages. So if you know that the issue is that work, then start. Then say, look, let's have this discussion. Here's what I'd like. I'd like for us to have two dates a week. You plan one, I'll plan one. If you're willing to do that, then I'm willing to drop down for the next 6 months to three nights a week. And then after that, let's talk about maybe, you know, because, you know, I'm not any happier working like this than you are, but I'm scared. It scared the living daylights out of me. Go and talk with her. But stop checking the text messages. Because, look, John, if a cute little cocktail waitress at one of the restaurants that you're at said, oh, John, you're so smart, and you just have such a head for figures, and you're so reliable, you're going to be tempted by that, too, because you've got a wife who's disconnected. So it's not healthy for a marriage for either of you to be disconnected. And her texting to somebody else is not the world's smartest thing to do. But it's not adultery, and you checking on it, and it's not the issue. It's a symptom of the problem, not the problem. The problem is the two of you are not working as a team at all.
Okay.
And both of you are, you know, waiting for the kids to get out of there and then decide what you're going to do. But that's a terrible thing to do to each other, let alone, I mean, the kids are sort of basically on their way. But you guys don't need to do this. And if you're going to both get out of the marriage, then at least do it through the front door, not the back. Talk about it. See where both of you are. But I mean, you've got an obvious bargaining chip here.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Do I bring up my feelings without bringing up the snooping?
I'm mentioning the snooping is disastrous. Just stop doing it. And then it should have come up, say, look, you know, I realized it was the wrong thing to do and I stopped doing it. And stop doing it. Yeah, no, don't bring it up at all. Whoever he is, he's irrelevant. First of all, you don't think they're having an affair. And the point is not that she's feeling affection towards somebody else. The problem is the two of you have a marriage that's a war zone. So make it less of a war zone. He's not the relevant issue. The two of you are. All right, so no, don't talk about the snooping. Talk about them 5 days a week. And this is probably not a good time to bring up treats either. You're offering rather than demanding. 855-99-DR-JOY. Diane, you're coming up next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815 or visit irefusetoage.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Diane, thank you for your call. Thank you for your patience as well. How am I going to help you today?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. How am I going to help?
Well, my mother-in-law has a terminal illness.
Okay.
And my two kids, 15 and 9, my 9-year-old is very close to him, to her, and he's very high anxiety, and we're just looking for pointers for talking to them.
Okay. Fair enough. How old is mother-in-law?
Late 60s.
And what's the nature of her illness?
It's a blood disorder. So she doesn't have any outward signs of not being well.
What's the prognosis at this moment?
I think we're thinking of within the next 12 months. And 12 months, I think, would be good.
All right, I hear what you're saying. I think you're going to have to get more specific information, which is a tough thing to do. Asking a doctor how long is one of those things that's always a little iffy because they're quite often a little bit reluctant to tell you. But you could probably, what she got, some kind of leukemia?
No, she's actually got a blood disorder that she's had for longer than her adult life, since childhood. And I think that throughout her whole life, everybody was expecting her to die, you know.
Well, so what's changed?
What happened is now she no longer makes her own blood. She's completely 100% transfusion dependent.
Okay. Well, but as long as she's been transfused, what was her prognosis?
I don't know, because her need for transfusion is faster than what your body can handle.
I got it. Right. But, kiddo, all right, I hear what you're saying, but all right, let's go back to your initial question. As I've got a high-anxiety 9-year-old.
Right.
The 9-year-old is going to want to know essentially the same things I'm going to want to know from a very different perspective. So you need more information. And what I tell a 9-year-old, I mean, the point is, from the 9-year-old's point of view, Grandma's had this disease his whole life. So, you know, she's already survived 9 years. So the question is she going to survive another 9 years, 9 months, 9 weeks? And you don't know. So telling him anything at this moment seems to me counterproductive because there's nothing to tell him. And when we don't know is when we're going to feel most anxious. So what I think you need to do at this moment is see if you can get a hold of somebody, presumably her hematologist, and say, look, I know you can't, you could probably give me a range, which he or she should be willing to give you. You can also probably find it online a little bit. I mean, you know, it's one of the few times that the internet actually, you're going to get a whole lot of different different information. If you get consistent information, that's going to be a little more reassuring. But you're also going to have, presumably, in most cases, because you've already gotten one of the signposts, which is that she stopped producing, presumably, either red blood cells or white blood cells or both. So there are going to be some other markers that she may become jaundiced, or she may bruise more easily, or she may, I don't know, because I don't know specifically what we're talking about here. But you can find out. And so, pardon?
She knows.
Well, and she's ask her.
So ask her. She has this information.
Well, but so fine. So get it from her. But the point is, what do you tell the 9-year-old? And so
she's going to want to know. You think more like, what is it going to look like? What are the steps going to be?
Well, and when you tell him, because if you knew that, and let me just make up some symptoms, that she was going to start having nosebleeds. Which probably has something to do with this because that's a clotting factor. But nevertheless, she does have nosebleeds.
Oh yeah.
I hate it when I'm good at this. All right, so let's say that she has nosebleeds that take more than 10 minutes to stop the bleeding. Okay, so let's just assume that. Okay, fair enough. That and it goes from 2 days to just not stop. She has to be hospitalized for it. All right, that's a major marker. Let's say that her hair is going to turn green. Let me just make up things that are not accurate. All right, because that'll be easier for that her hair is going to turn green and her earlobe on the right is going to get striped. And when her hair turns green, that probably means 3 to 4 months. When her earlobe begins to stripe, we're talking about a month to 2 months. So when do you tell him? Well, you tell him at some point where he can say goodbye, that we can reassure him that she's not in pain, that we know what's going to happen, that he doesn't have to be frightened, that this is what's likely to happen next. So do we tell him at this point? I don't see the reason. First of all, we don't know enough, and a year is a long time to anybody,
yeah.
Certainly to an 8-year-old, all right? So that's number
yeah.
one. But find out, and she's probably the one to be the most helpful to you, of what the prognosis is going to be, what the signposts are going to be, what the symptoms are going to be, and which isn't to say that she can't have a cardiac arrest tomorrow, or you can, or I can. So, but in terms of telling a high anxiety, or telling anybody, it's not even a high anxiety kid, telling anybody somebody's sick, they're going to know why, how, what's going to happen, and what, you know, and how is this going to affect them. You don't have answers to any of that, so you don't tell them until you have better answers. And then what you do is figure out an appropriate length of time. For example, if we know that it's likely that she would lose consciousness after her earlobes start striping, then obviously we tell her between the green hair and the striped earlobes, because we want them to be able, him to be able to interact with her. We also want to be able to tell him, for example, that she's not in any pain. At some point, you are going to have to figure out what your family statement is about death. Do we
right.
believe in an afterlife? Is there heaven? Is there hell? Do we think that grandma's going to be looking down on us? Because that's one of the things that there needs to be some kind of consistent belief. Don't tell him something that you don't believe in. You can leave it open. You can ask him what he thinks about it. But he's going to ask some of those questions. Well, is she going to die? Is she going to be buried? What's it going to be like in a casket? How do we know she's dead? I mean, so you need to be prepared for all of those kind of questions that all of us have, but most of us are well socialized enough we don't ask. He's too young to be well socialized, and he's anxious, so any socialization that he's acquired is going to not withstand his anxiety. So he's going to ask all those questions. So when you tell him depends on what you tell him and what the prognosis is. So you need more information.
Okay.
And he may understand that he may find out, because it's kind of, you know, the story is that three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. So an awful lot of people know. You know, my guess is your older child knows, your husband knows, grandma knows, other relatives know. So he may find out about it. But he also, because he's high anxiety, may not ask about it. If you notice that he's having a hard time sleeping or he is feeling more anxious, then rather than saying, are you worried about grandma, which is kind of, we call leading the witness, I just say, you know, let's talk about what's bothering you. And he may say, well, everybody says grandma's sick. And at which point you could then say, you know what, grandma's been sick your whole life, and it seems like grandma's getting sicker, and tell me what you see, and let's find out. And he may even be willing to be involved in the search a little bit. I'd be a little cautious about that, again, because the internet is so filled with truths, half-truths, and outright lies that we don't want his anxiety going off the top of the chart. But if he's a computer nerd and he's already heard rumors, he may already be investigating. So keep an eye on your kid and see if his anxiety is peaking. Find out more about grandma's position. Talk with her about it. Also talk with her about what she wants to convey to him. And she may, believe it or not, be the best person to convey it to him. She may be able to say much more convincingly and reassuringly of, you know, there's no pain. This is something I've had for a long time. You know, I've been really lucky because I got to know you for all this period of time, because lots of people who have this wouldn't have been able to live this. I mean, so involve her in the process. Involve him when there's a reason to involve him and there's specific information to give him. Okay?
Okay.
And also, as I said, you need to be prepared, sort of planning ahead for what your family believes happens at death. If do you believe in an afterlife, and share that with him, or ask him what he feels about it. I mean, don't tell him something that he knows is a lie. Kids are really good at knowing about that. And also, it's probably worthwhile, as long as you're going through all this stomach anguish anyway, to begin thinking about whether he go to the funeral, whether you have a memorial service, all that kind of thing. And we've left out one really important person, in that your husband. Are the two of you together?
Yeah.
Okay, because getting your husband involved in this as well, because this is his mom, it's your mother-in-law, and it sounds like you have a pretty good relationship, and that's great, but this is going to be the loss of his mom, and I don't know if she's married or not, and how grandpa's going to take with this, so there's a lot of stuff going on, but what you tell your cherub is really part of the larger context of what do we know, what are our plans about it, how's it going to work, who tells what, but I think at this moment, I would say you're in the position of trying to get some more information rather than convey information. Okay, as it goes along, if you need to call me, feel free to do it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Diane. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We'll be right back.
talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That it is. 855-99-DR-JOY. Victoria is certainly going to finish up this hour, but we have another hour to go, so not a bad time to call me. 855-993-7569. Victoria, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Victoria.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
I have a question about how to handle a certain situation.
Okay.
There's a Halloween party coming up. And
okay.
It's an excessive drinking party. Like,
That's what it's billed as, or that's just what happens?
That's what happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't drink, and my husband does, and it's really hard to get him out of there, and I don't like the fact that he does shots and gets totally polluted, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I'm ready to leave, he's not ready to leave. And so what I did, like last year, I had said something to him, and he didn't like it, and we just didn't go. But I would like to go this year. So I told him, you know, we were invited again, and I'd like to go, but I want to go when it first starts and just stay till probably 10. So that's like 5 hours of socializing and drinking, and I feel that's enough.
What does he say?
Well, he doesn't say anything, right?
How long have you guys been married?
25 years.
Okay. It seems to me we're talking about three separate problems. One is his drinking. How much of a problem on a day-to-day basis is his drinking?
It's a problem. He's trying to not drink as much lately.
Well, it sounds to me then the Halloween party is a terrible idea. It really does. Because if he's really making the effort to not drink, and you're putting him essentially in harm's way. So what I would do, so let's look at the possibilities. If he's really making an effort, and it sounds like he is, then I would say, listen, ordinarily, I'd love to go to the Halloween party, but you're doing such a great job of controlling your drinking behavior. Let's pass on it this year. Let's figure out, we'll go trick-or-treating. What's the O?
We haven't come to that point. I've just noticed that he's cutting back.
Victoria, that's fine. Listen, when it comes to somebody's drinking behavior and he's making improvements, we want to reinforce the living daylights out of that behavior.
Okay.
And I would say to him, all right, let me just walk you through this. And I promise I won't let you go until we have some, you don't have to agree with me, but till at least we're clear of saying, look, I love the Halloween party. I'd love to go, but it feels like it's putting you in harm's way. So let's figure out some other event for Halloween. And I don't know where you live, but a lot of communities have family events where there's face painting and there's no drinking and there's apple bobbing and all sorts of things. You could, in theory, have a party. You could go trick-or-treating. You could go out for a lovely dinner. That there are lots of things to do. And I think by you saying, look, I love this party. It's really fun for me, but I'm, you know, I see that you really are making an effort. And think about when we make an effort and somebody doesn't notice, or conversely, when we make an effort and someone does notice. So, and think about how it's going to feel from his point of view, that you're saying you're doing something really good, and I noticed. I noticed that you're making an effort. I'm really proud of you, and I love this Halloween party, but it seems to me in the long run that you getting some control of this behavior is much more important than any particular party, and I'm willing to forego it so the two of us, so you can feel good about this as opposed to backsliding, because it's too soon for him to go to a party where everybody's going to be drinking and expect him not to. It's already a bone of contention between the two of you. It already has a history. So blow off the party this year and do something, plan something fun that celebrates not only Halloween, but his real attempt to change a behavior that's very difficult to change. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go to that party.
Yeah, because we just had a party on Sunday, and he overdrank, and I commented to him in front of everybody that...
Well, and I think you can go and apologize for that.
Yeah.
Because, Victoria, understand, as irritating, you have a problem with his drinking. Mm-hmm. He has a problem with his drinking. If you should get yourself to an Al-Anon meeting if you haven't, because everybody there loves somebody who's in an alcohol-soaked boat. Mm-hmm. But he's making an effort. He's changing the patterns of a lifetime. He's really trying, and I think that this is the year to celebrate that by making he's trying to make a sacrifice. He's trying to be a hero, and it's hard to be a hero without sacrifice. You get to be a hero in your way by first of all commending him for making this effort without making a big deal about it. He's just doing it, and that takes courage. That takes backbone. He's really doing something that's very difficult for him, and you're not only noticing and commending and praising, but you're also saying, look, I'm so proud of you for doing this, that even though I really love this party, I think it's a great idea for us not to go. Let's find something for the two of us to do that's really fun, that doesn't involve alcohol, because I know you're making a sacrifice. I know you're trying to do something because it's important, hopefully to you, but also important to me. I want to return the favor. I want to do something. I want to give up something that's important to me and maybe important to you, because that's fair. That you're making the effort. I want to make the effort, too.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
What were you going to go? Do you wear costumes to this party?
Yes.
What are you going to dress as? What were you going to? You could still dress up.
I haven't really decided because this just popped up again, you know.
Well, but think about, first of all, it takes all the aggravation out of that night.
Mm-hmm.
It's strengthening your relationship with each other. It's strengthening your marriage. It's giving him a true gift where he's trying to give you a gift. And he's maybe not very good at it, and he's not very certain of it, especially after last weekend. And I think it's okay to apologize and say, you know what, I was thinking about it. I know you've been really making an effort, and putting you in harm's way like that doesn't make any sense. So let's not do it. Let's have our own private, you know, that this year's celebration, this year's Halloween can start us on a new path with each other and celebrate your real attempts for sobriety. And we can dress as whatever, alcohol bottles, ad abuse, anything. And find some fun to do. So neither of you are sitting around feeling sorry for yourself, but there's no booze involved. And whether that means taking kids trick-or-treating or seeing if you can volunteer at the school or seeing if there's not a family Halloween someplace. But yeah, I would do it. Because look, your marriage and his sobriety are going to be a lot more important to you than any particular party, any particular year. And they'll be next year, and maybe next year he'll be clean and sober. And if he's not, maybe that's a party to avoid. It has become a major drinking party.
Yeah.
That Halloween somehow has morphed into this weird kind of, you know, all, I think it's second only to St. Patrick's Day or something about
right.
drinking behavior.
Yeah, the adults look forward to it too.
Well, but do something that makes sense to both of you, as opposed to his stomach hurting because he knows you're going to read him the Riot Act, your stomach hurting because you know you're going to end up either having to have a hissy fit or go home alone. Blow it off. Let's do something interesting. Let's think outside the pumpkin for Halloween and do something wonderful and fun that launches the two of you into a better place.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, let me put you on hold, and I'll hold you over for next hour, and you can ask me whatever you want. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.